The National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, turned 50 this year. A fundamental component of the law is public involvement. Projects like a new ski lift, trail, or natural gas lease all receive a NEPA review, and most of the time, the public weighs in. Aspen Journalism's Marcy Krivenin explores how NEPA has evolved and how new rules proposed by President Trump would drastically change it.
Catherine Hudson lives near the Crystal River between Carbondale and Redstone. She loves living close to nature, but thinks a proposed multi-use recreation trail will disturb the river.
For me, it's not, oh, I like the view. For me, it's, I value this incredible waterway.
A five-mile section of the proposed Redstone to McClure Pass Trail sits on Forest Service land and will get a close review thanks to NEPA. Hudson was one of about 50 people looking over maps and visiting with Forest Service staff at an open house in Carbondale in January.
I was just curious, when you say impacts to the river, what do you mean
by that?
When
you build a bridge on a river, it constricts the river.
Under NEPA, federal agencies must consider impacts to the environment when projects like the trail are proposed on public land. In January, the White House released a plan to streamline NEPA. The changes would impose strict deadlines on completing analyses, more closely involve contractors and studies, and eliminate requirements to consider climate change. Will Rausch with the environmental watchdog group Wilderness Workshop says the new rulemaking would reduce the law's effectiveness.
It would make it really difficult to analyze the impacts to climate. It would redefine what a major federal action is, so that might eliminate certain projects from going through the NEPA process.
Fewer projects undergoing a review means fewer opportunities for the public to weigh in. But supporters say NEPA badly needs reform. It has become time-consuming for federal agencies, project applicants, and people seeking permits. Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton points to a NEPA review of an I-70 project near Denver that took 13 years to complete. Tipton, a Republican, says lawsuits and reviews from multiple agencies kept it from moving forward more quickly.
This was a good example of how we do need to make sure that we're doing the right thing environmentally, but also we are not just creating roadblocks that just stifle any kind of development at all.
President Nixon signed NEPA into law in 1970. Now agencies like the White River National Forest use the law all the time. Scott Fitzwilliams is forest supervisor.
We use NEPA on almost every single project, but there's varying levels of it.
A team of scientists may analyze the impacts of large, complex projects and create alternatives informed by public input. Small-scale projects, like replacing a trailhead sign, don't get in-depth reviews and public comments. The Forest Service determines how a project is analyzed based on its significance. President Trump sees ways to make NEPA more efficient, and so does the White River National Forest. The agency has developed tools that reduce the time it takes to do an environmental analysis. Their work began with a Forest Service-wide change effort in 2017. Scott Fitzwilliams.
We're trying to be more efficient with the taxpayers' money and really streamline where it's appropriate. That doesn't mean we cut corners. We still have a responsibility to disclose impacts, consider alternatives, involve the public, but we want to do it in a way that's a little less bureaucratic.
The approach began with ski areas. Hundreds of NEPA analyses have been done on ski hills on the White River, so a new project, like a lift, may receive a lighter review because previous studies help inform it. For the Redstone to McClure Trail project, the NEPA process is just getting started. It will take 1 year to complete and include two public comment periods because it's contentious.
It's an issue that a lot of people care about.
Will Rausch says Wilderness Workshop will provide input.
And I think without the NEPA process, you'd end up with a much worse project because people wouldn't get a say.
At the open house in Carbondale, Catherine Hudson says she's glad for the opportunity to weigh in.
I'm in it for the long haul. There are a lot of things that are at stake.
The concerns raised at the open house about river health, maintaining biodiversity, and preventing habitat fragmentation will inform the final assessment for the trail. Meanwhile, the Council on Environmental Quality is also taking public input on President Trump's proposed changes to NEPA until March 10th. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Journalism.
Aspen Journalism collaborates with Aspen Public Radio and the Aspen Times on coverage of biodiversity and the environment. More at aspenjournalism.org.